AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The blizzard that whacked Washington, D.C. is doing the same thing to New York City. But Andrew Orison, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says the storm is gradually moving out to sea.
We're going to be seeing the snowfall come to an end, first in the Mid-Atlantic region over the next several hours, and especially by around midnight around Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and up to Philly. And then the snow will come to an end around New York City and areas around Long Island and far southern New England. The snow there will taper off early on Sunday morning.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says a travel ban is still in effect.
Our travel ban will continue into the early morning hours. We'll have an update before the evening is over with the exact time. But originally we were projected to at least midnight.
New York's governor says the travel ban will likely be lifted by 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Andrew Cuomo says officials will advise him by 6 o'clock Sunday morning whether above-ground subway service will resume. More than 2 feet of snow has fallen in New York, more than 3 feet in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has ordered the immediate closure of the entire length of I-270 and I-70. The major arteries in Maryland will be closed until at least 7 a.m. Sunday. A university basketball team and a university gymnastics team whose buses were marooned in snow on the Pennsylvania Turnpike are now heading home, having been freed by National Guardsmen. Buses carrying the Duquesne University men's basketball team and the Temple University women's gymnastics squad were among more than 500 vehicles that got stuck on the turnpike Friday night. A Duquesne spokesman says the National Guard delivered supplies to the buses.
We had somebody stop by and deliver a case of water.
This is AP Radio News. There's a change in tone on the Democratic campaign trail.
Hillary Clinton is softening her tone in regard to her differences with her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When my esteemed opponents say, what we need to do is to reintroduce something called Glass-Steagall from the 1930s, and we need to break up the big banks, we already have the authority to do that.
She says that's already covered in the Dodd-Frank bill, and Clinton put aside most of her direct criticism of Sanders, except on gun control and health care. Both candidates plan to spend most of the next week in Iowa as they seek to start off the primary voting with a win. I'm Diane Kepley.
Donald Trump is so confident about the loyalty of his supporters, he predicted Saturday they would stick with him even if he shot someone on Fifth Avenue. In the meantime, the Des Moines Register endorsed Marco Rubio Saturday as its choice in the Republican race. The paper backed Hillary Clinton in the Democratic contest. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.